Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think that we've seen West Ham here many times, and when they've lost a goal against them, it becomes a problem for them. And we wanted to get that goal, and of course that goal for us should have happened in the first half and put that extra bit of pressure on West Ham. And because we didn't do that, we end up getting to the last 20 minutes and we haven't really got a problem. But because we haven't scored and we haven't capitalised on the first half, you've got to then be able to withstand a little bit of pressure from the opposition, which they're bound to attack you at some stage. But it wasn't as if it was great play by West Ham. It was just poor defensive work by us. Certainly the first goal from our goal kick, and us just not doing the basics correctly, which ended up with Antonio just rounding the keeper and a simple goal. From then on, I'd have expected the players to have dug in and waited for an opportunity to get back in the game, because, like I said, we were controlling the game up to them, particularly the first half. And they only had one shot at goal. I think West Ham only had one shot at goal in the first half in its entirety. So it shows we were comfortable, but like I said, your concentration and the way you play has to last for the whole period of the game. And unfortunately for us, we didn't just gift one, we gifted two and then three. So if you're going to gift them, you're not going to get anywhere. So it's a bitter disappointing end to, you know, what looked like a comfortable performance, but unfortunately for us, didn't see it out.
What did you learn about them today? Because you're obviously learning week by week by week. You're inheriting, if you like, someone else's project.
It's not rocket science about the fact that, you know, until we keep a clean sheet, you don't win. We're going to find it very difficult to win a game. And then, of course, at the moment, we're not converting our chances, which was part of the positive side of Crystal Palace this season. Scored a lot more goals this stage of the season, the last 37, in fact. So in terms of what you need to score to get out of trouble, they've been doing that. But only, I think it's only one clean sheet in 22 league games now. And that clean sheet record is going to be the saviour of us this year. And until the players get that into their head, and I'm talking about the whole team, the whole squad, the whole 11, not just the back four or the goalkeeper.
Because you were appointed so late and so close to the January transfer window, how difficult does it make it for you to change things around in the month ahead?
It's very difficult because you come in a period where there's so many games thrown at you at such a period of time, then you're trying to find out about the players as quick as you can. And of course, the players at the moment are failing, because we're not picking up the results that we need to. And obviously, why I came here, because they'll be failing before I've got here. So I haven't got a long period of time to make decisions about the players. And of course, as always, January window means new players, if we can, to bring in would be a big boost, I think, for us all. So we've got to try and do that between now and the end of January. And I've got to try and find out more about the players I already have and whether they consider that we think they're good enough to get us out of this predicament or not.